saving expense through careful sanitarium management. Those connected with our institutions need to study how to save expense, so that the institution shall not become involved in debt. Wisdom must be shown in the matter of purchasing. Money must be made to go as far as possible. By careful management, many dollars may be saved. Expenditures should not be made unless they are warranted by the means in hand. There are those connected with our institutions who incur debts that might be avoided. Perhaps unnecessary expense is entailed to beautify the building. Money is often used to gratify taste and inclination. Every worker to be a producer. Let everyone now strive with courage and activity to save rather than to spend. Say to those who are willing to consume without producing, "It is my duty to economize in every line. I cannot encourage extravagance. I cannot let means go out of my hands to purchase that which is not needed." From the highest to the lowest, God's workmen are to study to economize. Let each one say to himself, "I am to restrain in myself any inclination to spend means unnecessarily." Let those who work in God's service be producers as well as consumers. Look at the greatness of the work, and restrain the unchristian inclination to spend money for self-gratification. Count the cost of the thing you desire to buy. This is an excellent opportunity for everyone to stand in his lot and in his place. Let each one try to produce something. Those in God's work should be willing to help wherever help is needed. They should make their expenditures as few as possible, for necessities will arise where every dollar will be needed to carry forward the Lord's work. The employment of helpers, for indoor and outdoor work, is a matter that needs careful consideration. The managers of our institutions are to be careful and prudent. They should not engage large numbers of helpers unless it is a positive necessity. In this matter, mistakes are often made. Employees a part of the firm. The helpers in our institution should act as though they were a part of the firm. They should not think that they must work only for a certain number of hours each day. When emergencies arise, and extra help is needed, they should respond willingly and cheerfully. They should feel an intense interest in the success of the institution for which they are working. Thus others are encouraged to work interestedly and conscientiously. Christ said, "Gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost." Let those who act any part in our institutions heed this instruction. Let them take care that there is no waste in the spiritual and temporal supplies which the Lord provides. Economy is to be learned by the educators and taught to the helpers. And by precept and example, parents should teach their children the science of making a small amount go as far as possible. Many poor families are poor because they spend their money as soon as they receive it. The one who occupies the position of cook in a sanitarium should be trained to habits of economy. He should realize that no food is to be wasted. Not slothful in business. The word of inspiration tells us that we are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let all who are connected with our sanitariums take hold of their work interestedly and earnestly. If helpers have not learned the science of being quick, let them begin at once to train themselves in this line, or else consent that their wages shall be proportionate to the amount of work done. Everyday nurses and helpers should become more efficient, more all-round and helpful. They can individually help themselves to reach a higher and still higher standard as the Lord's helping hand. Let those who are naturally slow train themselves day by day to do their work more quickly, and at the same time carefully. Those who receive pay for their labor should put in good time. They should be producers as well as consumers. As they obtain an education in these lines, they will become more and more able to do perfectly the work assigned to them. They will be ready to take hold of the work in any place.